Shake up your weekly meal plan at Whole Foods Market with the Taste the Mediterranean event. Find sales on robust olive oils, plus juicy no antibiotics ever chicken, and hearty beef chuck. Complement your dinner with a sun-drenched salad featuring grape tomatoes, organic bell peppers, and crunchy cucumbers. And while you're cooking, graze on a mezze spread filled with charcuterie and delightful cheeses. Taste the Mediterranean at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in a mad fit of wokeness, the New York Yankees baseball team has finally rescinded a rule that's been in place for 49 years. After much research, careful thought and consultation, this is actually what they said at the press conference. The team will now allow players to grow beards. Sports journalist at The 42, Gavin Casey, joins us. Afternoon, Gavin.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Why did they hate beards in the first place?
Oh, it's an amazing story, as you know. And I guess even reading the statement when they changed their decision, it felt like going back in time a little bit to something you might have come across in the 60s or 70s. But I'll have to take you back a little bit further, actually, just to give it some context. So in the 1920s, in general, American fashion moved away from facial hair, and mustaches and beards didn't really make their comeback in the States, on a grand scale at least, until the 70s. Baseball has always been a fairly conservative sport anyway, and you can actually count in the 50-odd years between those two times the only players to have had facial hair. There were two of them in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Stanley Frenchy, Border Garay of the Brooklyn Dodgers, who was incidentally warned to shave, and Wally Shang of the Philadelphia Athletics, the only two in that half century or so who've sported facial hair. Now, by the early 1970s, the Philadelphia Athletics, for whom Wally Shang had played, had relocated to Oakland. They were the Oakland Athletics, and one of their star players, he went on to become a Hall of Famer, Reggie Jackson, turned up to preseason wearing a mustache. And this kind of caught on with his teammates. They became known as the Mustache Gang. And this was a real breakaway from baseball's conservatism at the time. They actually made it all the way to the World Series, where they played the Cincinnati Reds, who still had a fairly strict grooming policy. And that World Series became known as Hairs v. Squares. in which the Hairs just about overcame the Squares 4-3 in this series. Now, around this time, the Yankees were bought by George Steinbrenner. To anyone who has watched Seinfeld, George Steinbrenner was the character with his back to camera who hired George Costanza to work for the Yankees, famously. It was a storyline that ran through a couple of series of that show. He was voiced by Larry David in the show. But in real life, he was, again, I guess, a little bit of a traditionalist. He spent 3 years, incidentally, making a note of players who he felt needed to shave or get a haircut, and implemented that policy in 1976. And as you mentioned, only a week ago, his son, Hal, basically said it's time to move on. There have been material impacts on the Yankees from this policy over the years, including players refusing to sign with them because they'd have to change their look. There was a player, Don Mattingly, in 1991, who was actually dropped for a game because his hair was deemed to be too long by the authorities within the organization. So it is a big departure, as silly as it seems.
God, it's completely nuts. And is it kind of rooted in, well, if they've got beards, they might be hippies. They're probably out the back smoking the marijuana before they come on to, you know, before they come on to play.
I think you're exactly right. And when you consider that this shifting of gears originally took place in the 70s, where facial hair was making its comeback and suddenly people were taking sartorial risks with hair and other accessories, there probably was a sense among the elderly gentlemen who owned all of these franchises that they didn't want the league going down that route, that they wanted their young men to be respectable and presentable representatives of their respective organizations. And obviously, over the years, most franchises have completely softened on these stances, but the Yankees, being the institution that it is, or that they are, held firm for as long as was humanly possible, and so much so that it was almost jarring to read that statement as somebody who wouldn't necessarily be an avid follower of baseball, or to anyone in Ireland who wouldn't necessarily follow Major League Baseball. Absolutely remarkable reading.
Yeah, you can't imagine it being a thing at all. Though, is it a thing in boxing?
Well, boxing, where it differs, I suppose, is that there have been several incidents over the years of one boxer sporting a beard to the point that their opponent would almost make an official appeal to whatever commission was sanctioning the bout for them to shave, because they would feel as though to have that volume of hair on your chin could be a competitive advantage. It might cushion the blow of a fist heading in its direction. And only recently, one of the most famous fights of the last couple of years, which I'm sure most of your listeners would have been aware of even tangentially, was Alexander Usyk against Tyson Fury, their recent rematch in Saudi Arabia. And certainly Usyk's team made the case that Fury's beard was too thick and that they wanted him to shave before the fight. Now, incidentally, I think it was the British Boxing Board of Control were running that one from a sanctioning point of view. They felt as though the beard was just about okay. There have been amazing incidents similar to that in boxing, including one in 2008, where Ricky Hatton was fighting a gentleman by the name of Paulie Malignaggi, an Italian-American, who for some reason decided to have his hair braided for that fight. So he was basically wearing dreadlocks, and they were flicking around in his face during the fight, obscuring his vision. And between rounds, in which you have 60 seconds to take on advice from your corner, he asked his cut man to cut the braids off his head. He had a haircut while sitting on a stool before going back out and getting a pummeling from Ricky Hatton.
That's a classy example of you didn't think it through, really, did you? Gavin, thanks a million for talking with us today. That's Gavin Casey there, a sports journalist with the 42.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.